Now in the Peliyotz again, we're continuing. Now we're in the Indian of Bizayin. Yeah, we're going to skip a little bit of the Beis HaMedrash. Baruch Hashem, we spoke about some very, very chashim and nekudas there. But today we're going to talk about the Indian of Bizayin. What is the actual definition of Bizayin? Bizayin means like an embarrassment, like a real debasement, right? Someone has totally lost a sense of self, of respect. Someone could either be in this baze or be mevaze someone else. To either actively cause that towards somebody else or receive that upon themselves. So Amar Rabbi Seinu Zichronam Levracha. Take a look in page 51 in the Peliyotz. Al tihi baz l'chol adam. It says in Maseches Avos, Al tihi baz l'chol adam. She'en l'chol adam, she'en l'isha. Well, you don't disrespect or put down anybody, because you never know when that person is going to have their time in the sun. They're going to have their 50 minutes of fame. They're going to be in their position of power. You need people on your side. The general point and principle of life. You don't want to antagonize people. You want people to generally to be on your side rather than for them to be not on your side, because you never know when you're going to need them. Right. Shafilo. When you listen, we'll talk about that when we get to it. But the point is that this that you want to be able to be in good graces with people doesn't mean that you're a people pleaser. It doesn't mean that you're a machnif. It just means that you're a more pleasant person who's not antagonizing others around you. Because you never know when you're going to need it. Don't burn bridges. You never know when you're going to need that relationship later on down the line. Even if it's not necessarily something which is selfish, you just never know when you're going to get to a place or an opportunity to be a connector, and you're going to need connections, right? Literally, this has happened for me, that I'm going to America. I've never fundraised before in my entire life. And I'm thinking to myself, who in the world and how in the world? And then I realize, wait a minute, all these people have relationships. And not only that, all these people, Baruch Hashem, they like me, but I like them, and we have good relationships. And those people want to then help you, because good people want to help good people. It's a Baruch Hashem, it's an amazing thing. Chazal said, Chaver de Chaver Eslay, everybody has a friend. But if you don't have friends, or you actively turn those people off, then you're not going to have those relationships. So therefore, even someone, don't even put down the lowest member of your society. Someone who's a newcomer to the community. I mean, I'll drive a carrot. You're supposed to dafka treat them nicely. But he's saying such a what? No, I'm actually trying to actually say the opposite of that. But I'm saying one could theoretically, if they have the incorrect attitude about these things, think, they're a newcomer, they don't know anything.
That's
there.
A commandment. If they respect the gear, the person could think,
the kol shekain, all the more so for a regular, for a kol shekain leYisrael. She'ein levazis l'shom bar Yisrael. Kibitzel melekim asas adam. Because every person is created in the image of God. Mevazes Yisrael ki ilu mevazes hashchina. Someone who mevazes another yid is mevazes kol shbaruch alein. V'chas v'shalom k'maymer abaseinu ha-soiter lo'oi shel chaveroi ki'ilu soiter lo'oi shel shechina. Someone who really debases and treats incorrectly his friend is as if you're treating Hashem improperly himself. V'ein makom levazes l'shum adam Yisrael. There's no place in the world at all that a person should ever be mevazin another Jew. This we said previously about love of your fellow man. A person, any bizayin should be out there, is only bizayin towards yourself. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that you actively, we're not necessarily referring to nevardik, although there is such a mahalach in nevardik to go ahead and be mevazi yourself. Like you used to talk about nevardik, used to go to the pharmacy, which at that time literally was only for medicines or for basic supplies, and you go in and ask for nails. And now we go to Walmart, and they'll just say aisle 12. But Mali used to be that, like, they would look at you like, are you crazy? Right? It's like going into a bank and being like, oh, where are the Band-Aids? Like, and like doing it with a full-on straight face. That could be for other reasons. And therefore, a person should only go out of his way. And by the way, the whole point, by the way, was not Chas V'Shalom within the Vardik. I want to speak up for the Vardik because I'm the Vardik here. It's not the Vardik, by the way, Chas V'Shalom, that there's any Indian to be mevazi yourself, the shame be mevazi yourself. The issue is, and the Indian is that by being mevazi yourself, you release from yourself the need to care about other people's opinions, which allows us, Mirz Hashem, to keep Torah better the best way possible. Because when you're so stuck on trying to please other people, then you can very much become an impediment towards your kiyum mitzvahs. If you're somebody who doesn't like feeling embarrassed, right? So then what happens in a situation where you need to be a little weird? Some people, you're on a plane, you're on a train, and you want to need a partner to fill in an area where there's no Jews there, right? There's no Jews there. They're looking at you weird, looking at you strange.
This is in the airport.
So a person
in the airport.
On the plane, in the airport, under the plane, all the planes. And therefore, in such a situation, a person I could hear and understand, the person doesn't want to feel or look weird. They just want to kind of just do their own thing. We're not talking about somebody who outwardly looks Roman or outwardly looks Jewish already, or you look weird. It's somebody who you mix in with the community, you mix in with the world, and you don't want to look weird. So what do you do? You're not going to put on tefillin? No, adrabba, be mavazi yourself, because avada, that's not called a bizayin. But getting yourself used to the idea of looking strange helps you towards being mekayim mitzvahs.
Shem
Shemayim. Shel olam be'epuch. But the general world is not like this, right? So, apology. He says, "Ve'ein lo adam levasis el asasmoy shiroyu shiye nivze be'ein of nimas biyado makirum mume negia ab atzmoy." It's worthwhile. It's better that people should look down and negative on you. People are ready only on you. But the general custom or the general practice of the world is the opposite. The people are very easily able to see other people's faults rather than their own faults. Because that's just the way Teva works, by the way, that we generally are always, first of all, we have eyes on the outside of our head, not the inside of our head. So we're able to see you and not see me. If I always say it's a very strange thing, like the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it is that you see me and I see you, but I don't see me and you don't see you. Why is that? That's a very funny thing. The idea is because we can't be so stuck in our own heads that we're just living in our own world. We have to understand there's a world outside of us, which is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to see as Zulose, the other person across
from us. You
don't see me, I don't see you. That means that you... Lefi she'od demasa l'chapei zachar b'shalat. V'teichev don oisrei l'chav choyva. Such a person should go right away to judge other people favorably. The truth is the opposite. We usually see the opposite, the negative in others, and we'll figure out every single way to explain why what we did wasn't a problem. That's the way human beings are. We're very defensive. So we'll try to twist reality around in order to fit our own sense of self-righteousness, and to see everything negative, and we're at a loss of explanations to why the person could do that. It must be the person's an absolute Rosh Marusha. That person did this, it's the only logical conclusion. This person's a Rosh Marusha. Oh, I did the same thing recently. But you don't understand. I was under the duress. I got on the phone with my wife in the morning. I didn't have my cup of coffee yet. I have 1,000 reasons why I'm allowed to do that. But him, chas v'shalom. That's not how it works. V'loi zu derech yishara. This is not the proper path. You should be looking at people favorably. And look for opportunities to actually look for negative for yourself. It doesn't mean to deride yourself, put yourself down. It means that you have a proper attitude that for other people,
I
look... When you see bad, a little bit of bad in others, don't, you know... Look up within your own eyes. Lo yivakish laktin alamito. Kmo shekusav nebali Moshe shein l'stakim v'kam saver el begduas hamelach hashativa aleh. Ki akol dehu bar pesho asher yase adam yikar moir melch mokaver. V'imlo v'tar harbe v'kabri matzah yodu v'hiflu lasis mitzvahs meisim toivim. Hakol yiktan be'ein of neged gloy v'chiva l'fi asagas l'fi yichot v'neged miyot ar erkor v'miyot ziroslay lasis advar v'kisukun b'chavana b'ava v'simcha. Rabba kedas malasos. Really, when it comes to your own activities, your own accomplishments. Again, you say like it's really nothing. It really is not the big of a deal. Any accomplishment that I have in life is only purely because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed me to do what I've been doing. For other people, yeah, pump it up. It's amazing. Wow, that person's amazing. That person's this.
You're
wow,
amazing.
What a special thing.
Everybody knows it.
The truth is you have to be a normal person. You have to be someone who's authentic and real and not just I'm saying things. Someone, such a person who is giving you a lot of honor at that very moment, the guy's making a mistake. Sure, she's chazik. Look at this guy. It's what they're saying in shtiyot. The person's crazy. They're nuts. Whatever they're saying. At that moment, say to yourself, I know I'm a nobody. I know I'm a nothing. What do I have to hear this? You know, it helps to put the other person down. You have to really, this is where he gets very intense. Where he says, you have to put yourself in down to the extent that you're mamish no different than an animal. Okay, what does that mean? It doesn't mean, God forbid that we are animals, that we are nobodies, and we struggle enough with low self-confidence in this world I don't think this is the right attitude for our door. But I will say, there is an attitude of it, again, that we get so wrapped up in our own selves that we tend to lose the idea of basic, proper measurement. What does that mean? Let's say you have a yeshiva. A guy is in a yeshiva. 30, 40 guys in a yeshiva. And he's maybe the top, he's one of the best boys in the yeshiva. So he can walk around being like, wow, I'm Shulchan Aruch, I'm a Ben Torah, I'm this. Proper attitude is to say, you know what, there's a bigger fish in the sea. As in to say, if I would walk into Brisk, if I walk into Punavish, I walk into the mirror, I would probably be like maybe in the below first percentile. Now here, Baruch Hashem, I'm the top of the top, right? But you lose your sense of reality when you don't understand the bigger, wider picture of these things. Like, I may be good here, but if it would throw me in the major leagues, I don't know if I would really make it. The problem is, we don't have that ability to have higher hasagas or have a wider perspective, wider spectrum of the universe. Because why? We have small brains. So for sure, more so, I'm not as pure as a young child who's never done an aniyaver in his life. Even if Baruch Hashem, you've done Baruch Hashem some amazing things, you've accomplished some great things. But the truth is, maybe you know the loss is greater than the overall whole. What does that mean? You could lose it any minute. Whatever accomplishments you've made, maybe you're going to lose it. Maybe you're going to make the wrong decision. Maybe you're going to be fired. You know, there's a reason why things could go wrong. You should never treat anybody with disrespect. Anything that's brought in this world is only there for God's ultimate kavod, for Hashem's ultimate respect. And anything we're here, we're just trying to play a little part. You ever heard that before? Like, I'm just a little yidl on the top of a roof, playing my little violin, not trying to fall off of the roof.
Don't forget the other pocket. The world was created for you.